All right, Coach, I'm going to have to ask you this. You know, I know this coach and that guy's a great coach, but let's be honest. I mean, how many of these cheating SOBs are you going up against? I mean, you know, I mean, the world isn't really fair, is it, Coach? It really just isn't. I mean, if you're doing it the right way, which you are, and you're going up against other guys who are paying this player or funneling that player $100,000, then it's not really this coach against that coach or this team against that team, is it?
Man, you're starting right from the top, aren't you? I mean, there's no like softball questions for me.
Yeah, you don't really have to answer any of that.
Here we go. Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you'd tee one up for me. It's the first question of the year. You're coming right after me. I guess I should have known, though. But no, there's no question. At times, this is a challenging profession, and it challenges your integrity a lot. And it's really, it's, you know, it's disappointing, in some ways what's happened, in some ways, you know, it's not as disappointing, to be frank, because there's a lot of people in the business that knew some of this was going on, and, you know, the people that want to cheat are going to find ways to do it. And, you know, it does make it more difficult for guys that are trying to run a really good program and do things the right way and you know, represent your school and your program the right way, and also teach your players the right way to do things. And that's as important to me as anything, is the way we conduct ourselves as coaches and men that lead our program is how we want, you know, what that reflects on our players. And, you know, ultimately you can talk a lot of things to young people, but they look at how you act every day. They know who you are, what your integrity is, and we certainly try to live that here. And, you know, proud of the way we do things in our program. But it is hard because it's been, you know, it's obviously a huge stain in college basketball. And what's disappointing about it is that there's a lot of guys in the profession that do things the right way and are doing really good things for young people. And the sport is doing really good things for young people. And some of that gets lost. Now, the competitive spirit and all this, the competitive side of it, you know, it's certainly in the money that's now involved in coaching, not only at the head coach level in the Power Five leagues, but the assistant coach level, and the pressure that comes with that certainly challenges people to do the right thing. And a lot of times guys are always going to look for an edge. And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what comes of this.
What is South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You are welcome to get in. That's part of our interview yesterday with Brad Brownell. In fact, that was the first question I asked. And basically, you know, how does a guy who's doing it the right way and not breaking the rules compete against guys who are paying or having money funneled to players that may be up to like $100,000? How do you compete? How do you compete? I mean, you really can't. And this is the thing, you know, this is why I'm always reticent, reluctant to label some of these shingle school guys great coaches in any sport. You know, and certainly now in college basketball. I mean, is Rick Pitino a great coach? Was he ever a great coach? Or was he just a guy who knew how to manipulate the system? The funniest thing of all is that guy's now suing Adidas. Huh? What? Suing Adidas? I mean, you know, we'll see how it works out for him. Man, this guy's a piece of work. He's suing Adidas.
Rick Pitino suing Adidas?
Rick Pitino is see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil guy. You know, he is completely immune to everything that's going on in his world. He had nothing to do with any of it. He is a total white suit wearing, good humor man selling innocent who is besieged by cheaters and scoundrels all around him. He, unfortunately for Saint Rick, he is totally enveloped in scoundrels, none of which he knows anything about or has anything to do with. Carolina Mountaineer on Twitter, on the text line, says, Rick Pitino suing Adidas. That's cute. I thought so too. The health dare text line. You know, there's nothing that happens around Rick Pitino he knows anything about.
It's a wonder he was able to run a program.
Including, you know, when he had sex with that woman. He didn't know anything about that either. She must have attacked him. You know, didn't know anything about the hookers. Didn't know anything about the strippers / hookers, whatever they were. Didn't know anything about that. Doesn't know anything about this. Now he's going to sue Adidas because those Adidas scoundrels were funneling players into his program, allegedly, without his knowledge. Okay. Whatever you say. You're the man. You get away with it. I mean, you know, let me just say this.
Well, you didn't get away with it now. Well,
you got fired. Yeah, that's right. Let me say this. Well, remember, Ronnie, remember his first instinct was he sided with the Justice Department.
Oh, he's going to help him.
Yeah, he was going to help.
He's all for it.
He was going to OJ and find the real killers.
He
was when he first learned of the Justice Department FBI investigation, he was right with them. Mm-hmm. I am right with them against all these bad guys. That's what he said. He said, you know, we're going to get to the, Rick Pitino teaming with the Justice Department and the FBI. I'm not sure they knew anything about that, but he did. He was teaming with them to go after the real ne'er-do-wells, the real
culprits.
How long
do you think they laughed when he said,
are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, and so this is what we get. So when we judge these things, we talk about, well, you know, what kind of coach Brad Brownell is. Well, we can't really know, can we? Because the one guy is doing it with college players that aren't being paid, and the other guy is doing it, and he's not alone, with future NBA players who are being paid perhaps up to hundreds of thousands of dollars to come to their respective schools. Now, if you think that Pitino is the only one doing this, or that it's going on at just Pitino, you know, in Louisville and Arizona and a couple outliers, nay, nay. Nay, nay. No, that is not the case. I think the real question is, you look at all those top schools, and I think they're all suspect. So maybe people ought to keep that in mind when you're trying to evaluate a guy and what he's doing. Because let's be honest, did Brad Brownell ever lose a game to Rick Pitino, if you consider that fact? I would suggest no. Is Rick Pitino a better coach than Brad Brownell? Hell no. Dexter 933 says, I'm filing a lawsuit against Titleist because my ball doesn't go straight.
That's what exactly.
Well done. Well done. Touche, Dexter. Nice job. You know, but this is the real world we live in. And this is the challenge that an honest guy has to face. You know, we appreciate Coach Brownell joining us again yesterday. That was something that we originally were setting up like 6 weeks ago, and then we had Coach Sweeney on, and things got delayed, and that's just how the timing worked out. But and hopefully we'll have a chance to speak with him soon, and we can go into more depth and detail. I did not get a chance to comment on anything from the interview, because obviously the interview went right till we went off air. So we'll do that now. We'll talk a little bit about the players. I have personally scouted all of the new players, and I'll tell you what I think of each and every one of them and what I think their respective roles will be. you know, I don't think there was a lot of new information. You know, I think that David Scarra, Coach Brunell mentioned as being, you know, in response to something I said about his defensive versatility, Coach Brunell indicated he's probably the best defensive player on the team. But, you know, we learned that last year. You know, we spoke to Coach Brunell about David Scarra last year, and he indicated the same thing at that time. So nothing has changed. He said that he was the guy who was most able to guard Jaron Blossom game of all the players on last year's team. But Scar's versatility, is his complete game, I think, is going to be a big aid to this basketball team. In fact, out of all of those newcomers, Scar is the one that I'm most interested in. I think all these guys are going to play roles, and we'll talk about what their roles are. Again, I have seen every one of them play, and I'll talk about what their relative strengths and weaknesses are. I think the real challenge is you now have a team that has offensive skill, and that may, if they're fully healthy, particularly in relation to Sheldon Mitchell, if Mitchell and Reed are healthy all year, that could be the ACC's best backcourt. It will certainly be one of the three or four best backcourts. And as I've said forever, that was why I was so optimistic about this particular season. It is seldom that the Clemson basketball coach has an opportunity to return three offensive weapons, but that's what Coach Brunell has now. Most importantly, this is a guard-driven game at the collegiate level. Guards win on the road. Guards win in tournament play. Guards win late in the shot clock. You either have them or you don't. Clemson, for the most part, as long as I can remember, has not had them. Sometimes there's been one guy, you know, and there have been a number of those guys down through the years, but seldom have there been two guys. Now there are two guys. And if Sheldon Mitchell can stay relatively healthy, and Coach Brunell has indicated that he may never be healthy, that this is something he's going to play with. And there are some limitations. He has limitations with lateral movement. He has trouble leveling off dribblers defensively. Clemson has to help him more than they would, for example, a Marquise Reed, who Reed is really built to play both ends. Reed has the opportunity to be a defensive stopper because he has great quickness. He can move his feet laterally. He has the opportunity to level off dribblers. Sheldon Mitchell is limited in that area. As Coach Brunell indicated, he's fast in a straight line. We saw that last year. I mean, you know, it's easy to forget, but through a good portion of the stretch of the season, Sheldon Mitchell became a dominant player. I mean, he looked like one of the best players in the league. He looked like Clemson's best player with the ball. He was a guy who could break you down. He was pushing. He was creating pace. He was hitting his perimeter shot, which made him that much harder to defend. He was shooting 45% from three-point range, which made him that much more difficult to defend, and he could make his free throws. Again, one of the big problems that Clemson's had in basketball over the years, everyone always talks about free throw percentage. It's not free throw percentage. What matters is attempts. It matters whether you get to the line. That's what matters. The teams that win get to the line. And Clemson has that opportunity with Mitchell and with Reed, two guys who can get to the line, who can break down defenses, create their own. Reed hunts the shot, but you want him to. Reed needs to be aggressive offensively, in my estimation. And he's a guy who can both shoot it from three, and he can drive the ball, and he can get to the line. And, oh yeah, he shot over 90% from the free throw line last year. So you have a backcourt where one guy, your lead ball handler, shoots 80%, and you're off guard. You know, and again, we essentially play a positionless game now. We've talked about this for years on the show. But your off guard, Marquise Reed, is a guy who shoots 90%. So that's one of the chief reasons I was so optimistic about this upcoming season. Now, again, I can't speak to the exact health of Sheldon Mitchell, and I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like he's going to do a lot of playing in games and maybe miss a lot of practice time. And we'll see how that works out. I mean, that seems to be a bit of a concern, but we'll see. And again, I do think Clemson has to help him defensively some. The challenge for Brad Brunell are twofold. One, he has to blend all these new pieces with the remaining players. Two, he has to find a way to convince a bunch of offensive-minded players to buy in defensively and to play the type of defense that he wants to play. That didn't happen last year. This group was much more fun to watch, but their commitment defensively was lacking at times. And it cost Clemson. It cost Clemson. And what I think the message Coach Brunell is trying to get across to these guys is you were close. And if you just guard a little harder, if you get a few more stops, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more stops a game, that some of these close losses become close wins. And I think that's the case. But guards win games at the end of games. They win games. And having Mitchell and Reed is a big advantage. Big advantage. As I said, guards win on the road. Guards win in tournament play. Guards win late in shot clock. At the end of a game, you know, you can draw up all the stuff you want. At the end of a game, players win games. Players win games. You know, look at the NBA. The guys who win games at the end of the games are the LeBron Jameses and the Steph Currys and the Kevin Durants and the Russell Westbrooks. Players win games at the end of contests. It's not coaching. You have to have guys who can make plays, because it doesn't always work out the way you plan on the court. In late in games and late in shot clocks, you have to have guys who can create their own off the bounce. Who can create their own. Clemson has that now. Clemson has that now. And I think it's going to be an enormous advantage. And then there's Elijah Thomas. Elijah Thomas is a guy who, in limited minutes last year, demonstrated aptly that he can be a low block offensive force. He's strong. He has a thick body. He can carve out space. He can use either hand around the rim. He's nifty around the rim. He has some of the Pete Newell big man camp stuff going on. He can score on the block. It's everything else he needs to be better at. He's a guy who Clemson can count on for offense. Going into this year, you can count on Reed, you can count on Mitchell, you can count on Thomas for offense. That's three guys. You don't normally have that. You don't normally have that. You can count on Thomas for offense. What you need to count on Thomas for is defense and rebounding. And that's the unknown. Coach Brunell says he seems to get it now and he seems more committed. Well, he's going to have to be. He's going to have to stay on the court too. This is not a team that has a lot of size and has lost two big guys the last 2 years. This is a team that's going to need Elijah Thomas to play more substantial minutes and be a bigger part of the mix. This is a guy who should average 12, 14 points a game and have games where he scores 25. He may even be able to give you a little more than that offensively. But what he needs to give Clemson is he needs to give him 8 rebounds every night. He needs to give him some post defense. Those are the areas that are the concern. So the challenge for Brad Brunell is to take an offensive-minded team, get them to commit defensively while blending in all these new pieces. We'll talk about Dante Grantham and Gabe DeVoe and the new pieces as well when we return. We'll certainly get to the hideous injury suffered by Gordon Hayward last night, one of the worst I've ever seen. Truly sad. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with him And we hope the best for him in terms of his healing. Well, we'll take a quick break. You want to get in, you're welcome to. Eric McClain will join me at 6 o'clock. We'll turn our focus to football later today as well. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain invites you to join him November 16th for the 9th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Pep Rally. Join Big Mac along with his friends and former Tiger players Jay Guillermo, Travis Blanks, Jadar Johnson, and Rod McDowell. This year, the rally is at the Revel Events Center, formerly the Handlebar. It's where Stone Avenue and Wade Hampton Boulevard meet next to Canal Insurance. They'll be joined by former Gamecock players Brandon Bennett, John Stamper, and Toby Cates. This is a great event to help raise money and awareness for a great cause, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Upstate. As always, there'll be music, tailgate, food and drink from area restaurants, and memories from past games, as well as silent and live auctions. For tickets and information, call 242-0676 or go online at bbbspeprally.com. The 9th Annual Clemson Carolina Pep Rally, November 16th, Revel Events Center, Greenville.
Head to Bojangles for 5 hearty meals, just $5 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Summer is about over, but the summer savings are still going on at Edwards Auto Sales. Save thousands with 0% for 72 months on new Ford Explorers, Fusions, and Escapes with credit approval. Now, for a limited time, get $11,000 off on new 2017 Ford Expeditions. For over 50 years, the Edwards family strives to offer the best deals on all Ford products, plus the best prices on service and body repair. Before you buy, shop Edwards Auto Sales on Highway 28, just out of Walhalla.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders Online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy a new or pre-owned vehicle from Anderson Ford, you'll be taken care of long after you drive home. Their award-winning service department is open weekdays 7:30 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 5. Anderson Ford now has a state-of-the-art collision center providing the latest technology to repair your car, truck, or SUV. The Anderson Ford team is doing service and collision repair business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Craig Morgan here with Linex. Let's face it, drop-in bed liners look cheap because, well, they are. They're made of low-quality plastic that's sure to warp, crack, and fade over time. Rocks, debris, and moisture get trapped underneath the liner, too, creating a breeding ground for rust and corrosion. Linex, on the other hand, is fade-resistant, watertight, and sprays seamlessly over your existing bed, creating a rugged look that is backed by a lifetime warranty. So give your truck what it deserves and drop the drop-in and Linex it.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Linex of Anderson today.
Carolina Generator.
Hey, guys. See what all the fuss is
us about. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators. Carolina Generators.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Hey, Ramona, our friend Butch Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Says he knows Alabama is a big game. He knows, he realizes the Alabama game is a big game.
So he had to come out and say that.
He realizes it. He realizes to Tennessee Nation that the Alabama game is a big game.
That's good.
They're 35-point underdogs. They're 35-point underdogs. I don't think he realized soon enough. Because, see, had he realized soon enough, they might not be 35-point underdogs. In fact, I wonder... I mean, like, other than maybe last year. No, I don't think it was last year either. Has Tennessee ever been a 35-point underdog to Alabama? Ever? Ever? I mean, even under...
I would think so.
Even under Mr. Clean Derek Dooley, Lane Kiffin. Has Tennessee ever been a 35-point underdog to Alabama before? I'm not sure. I off the top of my head, I'd say probably not. 35-point underdog. Butch realizes it's a big game. It's a little late for that, Butch. It's just a guess. Just a guess on my part, Butch, but it's a little late for that. Butch hasn't lost control, though. He hasn't lost control of the locker room. His players still believe in him.
Well,
that's why they beat UMass 17-13.
They're champions of life.
Yeah, they are champions of life.
They have a higher calling.
Right, and they scored, nine against South Carolina at home? And zero against Georgia. I can't wait to see. I don't even know which quarterback he's playing this week. You know why I don't know? Because I didn't bother to look. Because it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter whether you play Quinn Dormide or Guarantano or you play anybody you want. Play anybody you want. Play any quarterback you want. As long as, unless it's Peyton Manning or, you know, T. Martin. You have big problems. I just, there is no way this is going to go well for poor Butch Jones. We are going to have, you know, the little golf contest you have closest to the pin? You have a chance to win a car or something?
Yeah.
We're going to have a closest to the pin contest on Road Rage.
You going to give me a car?
No, I'm not going to give anybody anything.
You got spares.
You're just going to win our, undying respect.
Well, I could play for that because yeah. I don't get any of that. So I'll play for that. Yeah, that's a good prize.
Here's the question. Here's the question. What time will Butch Jones be fired after the Alabama game?
Yeah, do you think he'll do like Kiffin
What's
and get
the start
fired
of
on the bus?
Alabama game? Look up the start time of that Alabama game, right. The Tennessee Alabama game. Find out the start time for me. Yeah, I want to figure out. We'll check the start time to be certain, but I want to know what time Butch Jones will be fired. How many hours will pass?
The game starts at 3:30.
3:30.
It's on TV, so we give it a couple minutes.
Right. So it's gonna be over around. It's gonna be over around 7 or so.
Yeah.
7:30 on Saturday.
Correct.
All right. So. What time, either Saturday, Sunday, or if you believe that it will actually drag into Monday, or maybe you believe that it won't happen at all, but we have a little closest to the pin. I've got people saying halftime, start of the second half, end of the first quarter. This is what...
And now that Brady Hoke guy, okay, he's on the sideline, right?
He is, yes.
So if anything happens, they can just, like, push him in.
Right, they're going to... Right, which you is know, actually...
They can actually go up to the other guy and pull him out during a commercial break and give the other guy the headset and just keep going.
But he's worse than Butch Jones. See, that's
worse, but
apparently
they don't
know that. That's the little dilemma that they have. is that here's their, apparently, according to insider trading secrets, their little plan is that they're going to give Brady Hoke a chance to prove himself the rest of the year after they dismiss Butch Jones after the inevitable bully beatdown, which is coming his way on Saturday. The only problem with that is that during the bully beatdown, Brady Hoke, the guy who you're going to name head coach, his defense is going to allow over 50 points and over 500 yards rushing.
Yeah, it's going to be part of the bully beatdown.
He's going to be the main part of the bully beatdown. So you're just going to turn around and give it to him? I don't know. I don't know about that plan. I would think twice about that. So the question is, what time of day? Will it be Saturday night? Will it go into Sunday? When will Tennessee hold their press conference to announce that Butch Jones has been removed from Knoxville? Because it's coming. It's coming sometime Saturday night, sometime Sunday. He is going to be the next to go. You know, we had this discussion before the season, Ramon, about who would be next. Remember, I had this list of like 15 guys. There was a debate. We had a debate about who would be next. Well, who will be next? I mean, I think it seems really likely to me that Butch Jones is going to be the next guy who gets excommunicated from his present position. And I'm thinking that it comes. I'm thinking that we hear word Saturday night around 9 o'clock that Tennessee will be holding a press conference.
I think it'll be after the game because I don't think that they will even believe that they're losing till after the game is actually over.
Lee in Abbeville says 9:17 a.m. on Sunday. That's what I'm talking about. Those kind of, I'm getting all sorts of those. You said what now?
I said, I don't think it'll be until after the game because I don't think Tennessee or the Tennessee fans will believe that they're actually going to lose until the game is actually over.
Oh, no, they know. No, they know. Trust me, they know. Look.
They don't. He doesn't.
Well, that's him. But
he's in charge of the people there.
Tennessee fan, trust me when I tell you this, there are no Tennessee fans anywhere thinking right now, man, I can't wait till we get a shot at Bama on Saturday. There's nobody thinking that. Nobody.
Well, not nobody thinks that because Alabama's the only one that does any winning in that conference.
But the point is, there are no Tennessee fans who right now are excited about Saturday's game. The history is, again, Butch Jones is excited. Butch Jones has indicated that, you know, he knows that this is a big game. Well, not to the fan base. Not anymore. I mean, the fan base right now, the only stake the fan base has right now is the one they want to drive into Butch Jones's heart after the game.
Okay, so if they lose, maybe they're looking for them to lose.
Oh, that's what they are looking for. I'm convinced now that the majority, the preponderance of the Tennessee fan base right now is hoping that Alabama humiliates them on Saturday because they want him done. And that'll be it. That'll be it. He can't survive anymore. He just lost, what was it, 41-0 to Georgia. He barely survived at home, 17-13 against UMass. UMass playing without their best player, their All-American tight end. And then he scores 9 points against South Carolina. You know, again, the last two SEC games, Tennessee has a total of 9 points. Nine. They're averaging 4.5 points per game, and here comes Alabama. Maybe it's just me. Call it bad timing. I just think it sounds like bad timing. I don't think you want to be averaging 4.5 points a game when Bama comes calling. I may be wrong. I may be wrong. I may have this totally wrong, and Tennessee may.
It's in Alabama too.
Tennessee may come together as a family and fight off the mighty Crimson Tide. For 45 seconds. Nothing. How long will it take Alabama to have the lead? I'm saying Alabama leads in 50 seconds.
Yeah. 50 seconds.
It's like 50 seconds. I'm saying like 50 seconds, Alabama will be up 7-0.
Sooner than that if they win the toss thing.
Yeah, I don't see any way on God's green earth. You know, somebody wrote me earlier and said, you know, take the 35. Hell no, lay the 35. Give the 35. Tennessee can't score. They can't score. Alabama has not demonstrated a penchant, a desire for rolling up the score on people. Unless, you know, they're like Mississippi and they talk a lot of crap when they win. then Saban will make them pay. But other than that, that's not really the way of Saban in the SEC. He's usually content with, you know, 40 to 10, something of that sort. I'm not sure that the scope of this beatdown seems inevitable. It seems like there's no way to slow it down. I mean,
you don't think they're not going to take pity on them?
Well, I don't think it matters. I mean, they may take pity on them, but I think that the Alabama third string guys are better than the Tennessee first string guys.
Yeah, and they just can't walk out there and not do anything. They can't stand around. So
my score prediction is 50-0. That's my score prediction. Yeah. 50-0. We examined this the other day. The total on the game is 50. And since Tennessee can't score at all, again, averaging 4.5 points per game the last two SEC games against Georgia and South Carolina, 4.5 points. It seems unlikely that you'll score more than 4.5 against Alabama. Seems unlikely to me. Now, you're not going to have Alabama's full attention, especially after what Alabama did to you last year. But whether you have their full attention or not, let's say this. What does it take for him to survive the game?
Win the game, which is not going to happen.
What if he somehow shocked the world and lost? By the way, Vic has a Sunday evening 5:30. Bubba doesn't think he makes it through the game. That'd be interesting. Halftime. I don't think Butch Jones sentiment is running high in Knoxville right now. I think they are done with him emotionally, every way, intellectually done. And so to me, it's just an issue of what time this weekend, because I don't see how that's not a 50-0 game. And since he just lost to Georgia 41-0, I think it was 41-0, whatever it was, 41, 48, 58.
The nothing 51, is the key.
Right? The nothing is the key. since he just lost to Georgia, you know, 41-0, and he just lost to South Carolina at home 15-9, and they scored 17 points at home against UMass, known only for Julius Erving, who actually doesn't play. It seems that whatever the score is, it's not going to be good for him. And I'm saying 50-0 is the score. I'm saying 50-0, and that word leaks out by 9 p.m. that Tennessee will be holding a press conference. Or maybe they'll just can him without a press conference. I don't know. Maybe he'll resign. Maybe he'll resign. In any case, it's happening this weekend. I'll get back to Clemson basketball when we get back. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me tell you about Christopher Trucks. You know, Christopher Trucks is celebrating their 66th year in business. They started in 1951. Fourth generation Stuart Christopher is now in the fold. Christopher Trucks has over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock, which equals at least 60 trucks. Jason Smith, their sales manager, Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, will be glad to help you, accommodate you, help you with the nature of your business. They model and design all these trucks around the specific nature of your business. They have work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, 14 to 28 feet, Sprinter vans, which are unparalleled in the industry, Isuzu, OTR, day cabs and trucks, Freightliner and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks. Listen, that's who Christopher Trucks is. Here's another thing. Their service department's open 7 a.m. until midnight to guarantee your truck stay on the road. You know who else in the upstate does that? Nobody. No other local truck company offers that kind of service. It's Christopher Trucks. 864-269-2131. 864-269-2131. And don't forget, they also offer state-of-the-art RV service as well to keep your RV primed and running during tailgating season. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
It's the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, heard right here on WCCP-FM, The Roar. Join William Qualkenbush every Friday night at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Upstate's finest games. It's the Tri-County High School Football Game of the Week.
Hurry up, guys. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is overflowing and backing up everywhere.
We are not missing the game.
Mom, Charlie is splashing in the water, and I'm ready to go.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. This is Dan Fan, and I'm trying to get to the game, but the toilet is overflowing. I need you here fast. Even on game day, count on Roto-Rooter. Call 288-7686.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Did you ever think you could get a compact tractor for $99 a month? You can. Get a John Deere 123E with quick attach features and our 6-year powertrain warranty. Starting at just $99 a month. Call Greenville Turf and Tractor in Malden today. Disclaimer, offer ends October 27, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for commercial use only. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payment. Warranty limitations may apply. Consumer offers available. Price and model availability vary by dealer.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley in Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of four Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361, that's 859-1361, and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know, the retro sports apparel store Walt has been telling you about. We are your local go-to store for Clemson championship gear, as well as all your favorite pro and college teams. And as always, all hats in the store are buy one, get one half price, including the championship hats. Please visit us at 213 North Main Street in Greenville or online at vaultretrosports.com. And remember, nobody appreciates your business more than we do.
When I first heard about the health dare, I was skeptical.
I was skeptical.
I was definitely skeptical.
My doctor said I needed to lose weight, but I wasn't sure if this was for me.
I'd already tried everything.
Other programs just weren't sustainable.
Then I heard on the radio how the health dare was helping all these people reverse their diabetes.
How the health dare was getting people off their blood pressure medicine.
How much weight people were losing on the health dare.
So with a money-back guarantee, I tried it.
I decided to take the health dare.
I took the health dare 90-day challenge.
That was months ago. In 8 weeks, I lost 48 pounds and 22 inches.
I couldn't believe it, but I lost 41 pounds of fat and 45 inches in just 5 weeks.
With the health dare, I lost over 200 pounds. But more importantly, I'm off my cholesterol and blood pressure meds. And my CPAP machine is in the closet.
It's because I took the health dare.
The health dare.
The health dare. And I dare you.
Book today at thehealthdare.com. That's thehealthdare.com.
Book your free consultation with a health coach at idaregreenville.com.
About. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators! Carolina Generators!
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this feels like it should be a Womp Wednesday. We have lots to get to. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. You know, so many of these SEC jobs are going to open up. It's going to be fascinating to see who fills them. You know, I think conventional wisdom had Bobby Petrino fill in one of these jobs. But, I mean, if Louisville goes right in the tank, is Bobby Petrino still going to be as attractive? I mean, is he as attractive right now? I mean, you know, his team is basically Lamar Jackson and nothing. And I just don't know. I don't know if he's as hot a commodity as he might have been at one time. Maybe some of those SEC teams, you know, that still start fires by rubbing two sticks together, think he's all that. But I'm not sure. I'm not, little luster going from Bobby Petrino. But they're going to have some vacancies that they need to start thinking about filling. And people keep writing me. All the lines are lit, by the way. People keep writing me that I saw this on Twitter a little bit ago, and it was from like a South Carolina fan saying he was worried that Tennessee might get John Gruden. Worried about what? For the life of me, I do not get the John Gruden stuff. I don't get it. In all honesty, Tennessee would be better off hiring David Cutcliffe. He has ties to the program. The Mannings love him. He loves the Mannings. The guy can still coach. I mean, you'd be better off going in that direction. The John Gruden thing is just a complete mystery to me. Guy's not coached football in forever. And, oh, by the way, not that it matters, he wasn't any good when he last did. His one claim to fame is he drove a ready-made product to the finish line, and from that point on, they got worse every year. And yet, he's like some genius. It just shows you how stupid administrators and fan bases are. And bad decision makers continue to make bad decisions. Joe on the Northland Communication phone lines. Then Tennessee Duke, an anonymous Tennessee fan. We have Vol Nation on, too. We have all the Vols on. All the Vols are here today. How about that? Joe.
How's it going, Walt?
Hey,
you know, I'm telling you, there's a lot more smoke to that John Gruden rumor. I think Clay Travis was saying he was on campus. There's a picture of him on campus.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know what that means. I mean, you know, I saw that. That may mean something. It may not. But I personally think that'd be another stupid decision by Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I think their AD is an idiot. You know, I told you before you ran off Frank Martin at Kansas State. Why should we trust Tennessee for what they've done in hiring since 2007? Why should we?
Well, that's right. I mean,
you know, there's no blueprint for that. The question is, and I wanted to ask you about the coaching search, and then I was going to ask you about Wisconsin. You know, Auburn's probably going to be opening up, and then Texas A&M's opened up, and then you're in a bidding war between those three. I think Auburn's probably a better job than Tennessee right now.
Well, I mean, look, those two.
What do you think about that comparison?
Yeah, look, I don't think the Tennessee job is a great job and not as good as most Vol fans believe it to be. There's certainly a supportive fan base, and that community is certainly involved. My issue with it is the natural recruiting territory for the head coach and for the university, and there just isn't one. Tennessee doesn't have a natural recruiting turf. The only fertile ground there is Memphis, which is a cesspool that has always been open to the highest bidder in terms of that conference, and they can't go to South Carolina anymore and collect players. So I think you have to recruit nationally if you're at Tennessee. In terms of those other two, you know, it's too soon to know. It's too soon to know what's going on with Auburn. If Auburn tanks somehow here, Melzahn could be gone. But someone may be in position to save himself. He's found a quarterback in Kellen Mond, a young quarterback who's playing well. And they have some winnable games the rest of their schedule. So someone may actually do the impossible and save himself. I don't know that that's to their advantage, but he may.
Well, Auburn might be in a position where they have to fire their football coach, their AD, I think their basketball coach, and a bunch of other people, too, in that department. I mean, what a dumpster fire that athletic department is right now. But as far as Wisconsin goes, do you think people should be worried about Wisconsin as a national championship contender? Their schedule's pretty easy. They got Iowa at home, Michigan at home. I think really the only game they have on the road is Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, that maybe could be an upset, but
I think the real really question with Wisconsin is the same as it always is. I mean, I think they're good enough to finish that schedule unbeaten, clearly. I think the real question with them is, can they beat Penn State or Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game? Up until now, the answer has been a resounding no. And I'm not sure that the answer still isn't no. I think they would be competitive in a Big Ten championship game. But if you ask me, are they beating Ohio State or Penn State, I would still say no. So I think they can make it through the schedule unscathed. I just don't know that they can win the most important game.
All right. Appreciate it, Mom.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Good job. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and go to Tennessee Duke. Man, Duke, it's been a while.
How's it going, Walt?
It's going fine, Duke. How are you?
Well, I'm dragging legs and I'm beat up at the moment, but yeah, it's going to be okay in the end.
Yeah, Duke, a lot of disappointing seasons, huh, Duke?
Well, honestly, Walt, you know, Butch has done, I think, about as good a job as I think he could have done to this point. He took over a dumpster fire.
Well, first of all, do you have me on speakerphone or something?
I do. I can get you off. One second.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I got you now.
Not like we're on live radio or anything. This is Tennessee Duke, Ramona.
I would whistle, better? But I'm not a good whistle.
Is that better, Walt?
Where is he?
Where did he go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where did he go?
What's
now,
he doing?
Now, I hear me. Now, he's got the radio playing.
Hey, Duke. Oh,
hello.
Duke. Yeah. You remember us, Duke? You called us.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of calling you all day.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, real quick.
Oh, that sounds much better. It's a lie. Exact same. Here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
I'm gonna put him on hold.
Okay.
I don't know what he's got going on there. Figure it out. You need a landline, Duke. You need a landline, and we need to speak to you, not over a speakerphone and all that stuff. Let's try anonymous Tennessee fan. Hope he has a better phone than Duke. Anonymous Tennessee fan.
Hey, well, how you doing?
There
First
you go.
Time I'm calling.
Welcome in, anonymous Tennessee fan.
Usually I'd give my name, but right now I'm in witness protection because it's an embarrassment. But I'm truly astonished that Butch Jones still has his job to begin with. I was less worrying about how bad he's going to get beat by Alabama.
Man's 0-4 against Will Muschamp.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I had low expectations going into the season, but I don't think they were quite this low.
That's horrible.
I feel your pain.
What do you want to do?
I mean, I know you want to get rid of this guy, but what do you want to do next? Who do you want?
I was ready for him to be gone after UMass.
Right.
But what do you think about Chip Kelly? You think we can get him in there with enough money?
The show clause on Kelly has expired. It was 2 years, so you don't need to do anything in terms of hiring him. You could bring him in. I think the question with Chip Kelly is he still the same guy that he was at Oregon? Will he be the same guy without all the Nike backing that he was? You know, he's made so many strange decisions since he was left or removed from the Oregon situation. I think Kelly would probably be better than Gruden, but he would come with baggage and concerns, certainly. You know, and don't forget, you wouldn't have that Lyles character who allegedly, Willie Lyles, who allegedly was like a bag man type character out there. So I don't know. I would be concerned about that direction. I would interview him, I think, to feel him out, but I would still have some concerns about it going in.
The one other thing I see that might be a wild card, which would also be a bad decision, is that when they hired the new AD, they also hired Philip Fulmer as his special assistant. And what I could almost see it happening now,
oh, no,
that they fire Butch Jones and let Fulmer finish out the season.
Well, I mean, people are saying they're going to let Brady Hoke finish out the season. So I mean, just as long as they don't have any plans on making Fulmer the permanent coach there, you know, as long as whatever happens at the end of this season puts an end to it for good. Hey, and I'm Stacey Finn. I have to run. I appreciate the call. You know, I don't know. I think there are a number of names that they could look at. You know, last Friday for some of these SEC schools, I suggested Dino Babers. And I think Dino Babers is a viable candidate. I never understood, I said this at the time, why Babers was relegated to Syracuse. I would have thought he would have got a better opportunity given his coaching background and his coaching tray. You know, he seems to have all of the knowledge of the Baylor system without any of the baggage. He's a good guy. I mean, remember that situation from like 2 years ago where he saved a woman or something? I mean, he's a good guy, and he can certainly coach, and he brings an enthusiasm and an energy to a program. I mean, if you're looking for one of those sort of mid-level guys, why not a guy like that? Because Tennessee has whiffed three straight times, and I mean whiffed badly. So they need to do something about it. When we come back, it will be Basketball David, Vol Nation Basketball David. As soon as we get back, there's lots to talk about. You want to get in, 654-7627. Eric McClain will join me at 6 o'clock. I also want to get back to the Clemson basketball discussion about the new players on this year's team and what their strengths and weaknesses are. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge. As many of you know, Blue Ridge was a tremendous company, still is, because the heart of Blue Ridge is still ticking within Priority One. That's who they are. It was a merger of two like-minded, incredible companies, and now you win as a result. Priority One's now the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina. They're family-owned, operated, they're locally focused, they're involved in the community, they have a service-first pledge, satisfaction guarantee, 90-day limited warranty, no false alarm guarantee, alarm video verification, central monitoring system, video alarm system, total control app service, exclusive service, Ring doorbell service. I'm telling you, Ramona, I watch the 12 o'clock news every day. Every day, it's a one horror story after another. Look, you may go through life unscathed. The bad guy may never find you. I'm not telling you what to do. When you're ready, 288-1400, 288-1400. I'll be back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Relax. We're in Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Purple Haze in Anderson and Clemson has an assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors. Voted best piercing studio in the upstate, there's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with accessories, incense, and posters. Purple Haze now features Queenly Slimes by Abby J. It's therapeutic and great for stress relief. Feel the experience. Purple Haze in Clemson, across from Publix and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit lightstream.com for important terms and conditions.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Anderson? Anderson's newest addition to Main Street is the District Restaurant and Bar. The menu at the District features an array of sandwiches like Reuben's, barbecue pork, and blackened tuna. Appetizers ranging from crab cakes and ahi tuna to chicken wings, nachos, and chicken tenders. If you're hungry for